You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Where am I going? It's the title of this devotion. It is not a bad thought, you know, to kind of stop for a moment and to consider where you're going. Because life has this interesting thing about it that we can be just going along without considering. The Bible talks to us, Psalm 37, one of Virginia and I's Psalms of life, that a good man's steps are ordered of the Lord, and that you have this sense of destiny about the order of your life. And there's been frequent circumstances in our last 41 years of marriage that Virginia and I have been renewed and in realizing who's the builder of our house and that it is the Lord. Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, our labor is in vain. I mean, I'll never forget that when we had just gotten married, we married in Oklahoma City where Virginia was working in the church there, a phenomenal church of amazing pastors who are both in heaven. I love them, Carl and Janice Byers, a Christian Assembly in Oklahoma City, and that church is not there anymore now. This is a long time ago. She came to Holland where I was a pastor, and we had like a reception for the congregation that I was a pastor there to introduce Virginia. And so my father, who was overseeing that as he was the senior pastor, he brought Virginia onto the stage and asked her to share with the people. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. She stood up there and she said, Jesus said, he who hears my words and does them, I will liken him to a man, to a wise man, who builds his house upon the rock. And when the storms and waves beat vehemently against the house, the house remains standing. And then she said something that I'll never forget. She said, the waves and the storms don't wait until the house is fully built before they come, and yet the Lord is able to keep it standing. And just a few months ago, or weeks ago, I can't remember now, there was such a tremendous trial that we were having to face. And I said to Virginia, I said, honey, I'll never forget what you said. This house is built upon the Lord Jesus, and we, by his Spirit and grace, have done what he told us. And he is the one who keeps us standing and who has kept us standing for these 40-some years, 41 years. You see, friends, there is this grace inside of you that you know where you're going. You know where you're going. You know I am going in the way of God. I love what Jeremiah said. Oh, I wish I could find that scripture. I should read my scripture here in 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 11, where he says, he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. And Jeremiah made a statement, if I can find it, I don't usually do this because then it takes too much time for me to try to find verses, but it says, sometimes I think I know where it is, but I have to look it up. A lot of scriptures do come to my conscience just without me having to look it up, and that's why I don't want to, here it is, that's why I don't want to change Bibles, because I have these markings in this Bible, and I may not remember where it is, but I remember I really marked it. He says, oh Lord, well, that's not the one, though. But it says here in the book of Jeremiah, let us look for the old ways. Let us ask for the old ways and walk in them. I'm not going to find it right now. And friends, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end of it is death, it says in the Proverbs. Let us walk in the way that we know in the ways of God. We know what is pleasing to Him. One of the ways that Virginia and I, we just choose to live there willfully, every time we go there, is we love. We love. We bless. No, but our life stands in reference to the cross of Christ, who demonstrated the love of the Father for us while we were ungodly sinners and enemies, Romans 5. No, that's our life is in reference to Christ and His love. That's our choice of life. No, we choose to love and to bless and believe the best and to cover things that are wrong in love, not cover it up. We deal with things, but we deal with it in love, not in vengeance. Never, God forbid, never in retribution. No, it is the Lord. It says, do not avenge yourself, Romans 12. Leave it to God. And see, we trust things to God and we commit it to God and we choose to live that. We choose to love. When people, for whatever reason, leave the church, sometimes people have issues and we love them. We bless them sincerely and deeply. And that's how we think about them. That's how we talk about them. We cannot always fix everything because people make their own choices and we respect that. But no matter what, we love and bless. That's a choice. And when you choose to love your brother, you live in the light, as I said to you yesterday. And then there's nothing that can make you stumble, I said to you yesterday. And then the Lord is able to guide you in the way that you go, instruct you in the way that you go. You see, God commands His light to shine in our heart. There's this scripture I'm trying to find here. This is my little Bible that in this area has helped me in my ways of thinking. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Here it is. Listen to this. Therefore, verse 1. Since we hold and engage in this ministry by the mercies of God, granting us favor, benefits, opportunity, especially salvation, listen now, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion. Yeah, here it comes, verse 2. We have renounced disgraceful way, secret thoughts, feelings, desires, underhandedness, methods and arts that men hide through shame. We refuse to deal craftily, to practice trickery and cunning, or to adulterate, to handle dishonesty, the word of God. But we state the truth openly, clearly, candidly, and so we commend ourselves in the sight and the presence of God to every man's conscience. There is something about us that shows which way we're going. And I really feel that that is so important, friends, that you and I can show by the way we daily live where we're going. I think of Acts chapter 20 as I say this to you. Paul is on his last journey. He's on his way to be in Jerusalem for Pentecost, where he then was taken prisoner and ended up in Rome, where he was beheaded later. So this was his last journey. And in chapter 20, he's in a place called Miletus, which is about 30 miles away from Ephesus. And he had sent one of his friends ahead to invite all the leaders of the church there to come and meet him in Miletus, because he was a prisoner, so he couldn't just go anywhere he wanted, and to have time together. And this is what he says to those leaders of one of the most influential churches of his day, the Church of Ephesus, where John the Apostle also lived, where Titus, where Timothy was a pastor, where Mary, the mother of Jesus, also lived and passed away. It was a very powerful, influential place. Now, from Miletus, verse 17 of chapter 20 of Acts, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia in what manner I always lived among you." He said, "Serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept nothing back that was helpful, but proclaimed to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to the Jews and also the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And see how I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city that change and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." The Apostle Paul says, listen, you all know in the manner in which I always lived before you. I believe there is a manner that belongs to those who know where they're going. There is a manner of living. Friends, I cannot be living ungodly and unholy and let people know by that lifestyle that I'm on my way to heaven. No, that lifestyle misrepresents such a goal. And I know we can all have fallen into a horrible pit, like David says in Psalm 40. The Lord inclined to me and heard my cry as I waited upon him, and he delivered me out of a horrible pit and put a new song in my mouth of praise to God as he set my feet upon the rock of his everlasting mercy. Friends, God would give a manner to our living that shows where we're going. When we're walking in the light and in love for one another, and people say, "Well, I don't know why you always put up with that. I don't know why you just don't just put your foot down. I don't know why you don't just hit back after all they've done to you. I don't know why you just keep saying you committed to God. That way nothing will ever change." You see, there's people that don't know this manner of living, and they don't understand that God will fight for those who trust in him. And he fights in a way that brings forgiveness, reconciliation, and restoration instead of damnation. Friends, I plead with you. Let there be a manner about you that shows where you're going in life, that shows that your heart is set upon pilgrimage and that your heart is seated upon the things of God in Christ, and that from him you draw daily the strength to live in a way worthy of him. And if people ask you, why don't you just go and do whatever you like? And you say, "I am doing whatever I like. I like God, and I love doing his will. I am happy in doing his will." Yeah, but you never go party, you never get drunk, you don't just do what you say, "But that is not the joy that rejoices my heart anymore." Oh, I understand, I used to be that way. But now that I've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, there is no greater joy than to do the will of my Father. Like Jesus said in John 4, my meat, my satisfaction, my happiness is to do the will of him who sent me. And the Lord would have for you and me such a way of living that everybody knows, man, these people, they know where they're going. Jesus said, "You know where I'm going." And Thomas said, "Lord, how can we say no way where you're going?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. I'm going to the Father, Tom." Oh, I just love that Jesus every day made it so obvious by the way he lived and what he was living for that he knew where he was going. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying, "Come on, you know where you're going. Let's go." Amen. Have a good day.